From KCRW, it's Greater LA. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Welcome to the show that connects you to the people and places of Southern California.
It's a beautiful day out here in Irwindale. I hope you guys have a great time. It is early.
Every week, car enthusiasts come to this track for adrenaline-filled events like races and demolition derbies. Some of them, like Micah Burles, are truly dedicated.
It's a 2013 BRZ.
Cars are their consuming passion.
Sixes and like 60% of it is carbon fiber.
Mike is hanging out here at Irwindale Speedway as cars zoom down the drag strip and burn rubber in the burnout box, and drivers squeal around in donuts. Lately, you've probably heard a lot about street takeovers when drivers swarm an intersection and perform this kind of stunt until the cops shut them down. Well, that action gives the car community a bad name, and the car fans here at Irwindale and the people who run the track are trying to persuade the lawbreakers to get their thrills here at the track, legally. KCRW's Rebecca Ludman went out to learn more about the experience on the track versus the street, and it all starts with the adrenaline rush.
One of the biggest draws here is a $40 ride along with a pro driver who whips their car around in the burnout box for a few minutes while the crowd cheers. I had to see what it was all about, so just after noon on a Sunday, I strap into a car with a six-buckle seatbelt, wearing a headstock that makes me look like a bank robber, and a bulky helmet tight around my head. A professional driver sits next to me and revs the engine. I feel like I'm at the top of a roller coaster looking down the drop. Here he goes. He speeds up, shifts gears, and drifts in full figure eight donuts, about five of them. Probably a few extra because he's laughing at my reaction while I stiffly grip the door. This is one of the most terrifying experiences of my life. Finally, he drives over a wet rug to cool off the tires, which let off steam as the car slows.
Awesome.
I probably won't be back, but participants like Michael Glasson may feel differently.
To be in the car, I felt good. It gave me a little bit of a rush, you know, a lot of adrenaline running through, still coming down a little bit. And so
Glasson tells me that everything that happens on the street, like doing donuts and drinking, also happens at the track. That's exactly what Jake Bazard wants people to know. Bossard was the one who took me for the drifting session. He's a pro driver who has his own racing program, and he doesn't think much of the street takeover crowd.
Drifting has been used synonymously with something called street takeovers, which is essentially, my honest opinion is that the people that take part in takeovers are ones who would like to create a problem, whether it's with a car or not.
Bossard's goal is to promote drifting in a positive way. He works to get people off of the streets and onto a track. His employee, Will Sarson, is also passionate about keeping the car action on the track where there are safety precautions, like EMTs and police, so people don't die on the street.
Events, you have to have like a fire extinguisher, you have to have the proper harnesses, safety equipment, helmets, all that. And on a closed course, you're not worrying about endangering others. The only thing that's going to be on course with you are other cars that have the same safety requirements, so
track boosters are promoting more than just safety equipment. They know part of the appeal for drivers is the roar of the crowd, the audience.
We love that they could come here, and the idea is we can make them a hero, right?
Tim Huddleston is the president of Irwindale Speedway.
Our grandstands sometimes have up to 2,000 people cheering them on, screaming them, playing music, the DJ hyping them up. We can make them a hero here at the racetrack. On the street, they become villains.
Huddleston works with local law enforcement to do PSAs.
Illegal street racing affects nearly every community across the Southland with terrible consequences.
On the dangers of takeovers.
Exist throughout all of Southern California, so keep it safe, keep it legal, keep it on the track.
These PSAs have reached some people. Huddleston says former street drivers have helped with his outreach, but they're not working on everyone. DG, who only gave his initials because of his participation in takeovers, says it just isn't the same.
It's just, you know, it's like cheap, free entertainment that you can just get to see in person, and it's just a rush.
Even though he knows attending these takeovers comes with a set of dangers, DG says he likes to watch the chaos unfold before his eyes.
Nothing's safe about it, nothing's legal about it, and I'm not talking about the takeover itself, I'm talking about getting there. Getting there, you know, it's late at night, people don't care. people are gonna run red lights, they're gonna drive on the other side of the road, they're gonna be honking, they're gonna be, you know, burning rubber, they don't care.
When he says street takeovers are not safe, he's not kidding.
This guy got very, very close, and it appeared to be like he went under the car. And, you know, you see those things, and you would expect that people would, you know, learn, but no, they still go. I like to stay on the curb. I'm good.
The man DG talks about is okay, considering he was hit by a car.
But there's this saying that they say it's get back or get smacked. He got smacked.
DG just goes to watch. He says there is no way he'd ever actually drive his car in the center. DG doesn't want to risk damaging his car or getting arrested, but he keeps going back.
Everybody gets a kick of breaking the law a bit.
Back at the track, I bump into a street takeover veteran who is out here on a Sunday to see what the track is all about. His name is Alex Lagunas.
I want to see the good version of it, like the good side of it. I'm used to illegal street racing, but I was like, hey, you know what? I'm going to see what's up with the legal racing, what's it about, how's the community, are they the same, do they have the different vibes, mentality stuff.
So far, he likes it.
My thoughts is actually very genuine people. They're very nice. I wouldn't really thought, like, it's just very different. Like, these people are more very, like, serious and professional about it.
But it's not just about the people who are here. Lagunas explains that going into the track's burnout box is a whole different experience.
When you're a passenger, you feel very, like, the relief, like, oh, damn, I'm enjoying it for the first time.
He's not driving, so he doesn't have to worry about hurting other people or having his sight impaired by the smoke from the friction of his tires. Lagunas says the track is just less of a hassle.
Because you don't get harassed by the cops, which is the best part. You know, you don't have to worry about, oh, damn, the cops are going to pull me over. My car's going to get impounded. I'm going to ticket, etc.
And he says he'll come back to Irwindale Speedway. For KCRW, I'm Rebecca Ledman.
That story, by the way, coming at you fast, made possible by you and your support of KCRW. I know, just like me, you get a lot of solicitations during the holidays, a lot of envelopes in the mail and robocalls, things like that. I hope you're able to give to all the ones that you really care about, and I hope that includes KCRW as well. If it does, thank you. We call this the season of giving back. It's really a time to really understand those things that are important to you. What is your reason to give this holiday? News, perhaps, that centers you, music that transports you, or even events all across greater LA that keep you connected with your friends and neighbors across this great place. Whatever your reason, we ask that you donate now at kcrw.com/give. This year, we're emphasizing our food bank partnerships. That means we're going to be giving, if you forego that thank you gift, giving to the food bank. You can do that as well to make it extra special. KCRW.com/give is the way to support and give the gift of information, music, and connection to all of Greater LA this holiday season. All right, still coming up on this program, he's a four-legged star here in LA, roaming the woods of Griffith Park and surrounding areas, but P22's been acting a little strange lately. An update on California's cat after this.